This is Jay Sekulow. Will the issue of Obamacare be a major play in the upcoming election?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, I won't back down. No,
if you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have.
If I'm elected president, I will repeal Obamacare.
I will not sign a plan that adds one dime to our deficits, either now or in the future.
And there is one singular act that to me is the linchpin, and that is Obamacare. Obamacare does something that no other entitlement has ever done.
Back down.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
But more important, it's the government, for the first time, is going to have its clutches to create dependency on every single American.
And I won't back down.
The fact is, every person up here understands Obamacare is a disaster. It is a disaster procedurally. It was written badly. It was never reconciled. It can't be implemented. It is killing this economy. Every person up here agrees with that.
Right. Yeah.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls about the campaigns. We're taking your phone call also about Obamacare. Here's the reason why. Brand new piece out in The Hill today says that supporters of President Obama's health care reform have lost the high level of confidence that they once displayed that the Supreme Court would throw out constitutional challenges to the law's individual mandate. The reason why? The court has set aside nearly 6 hours for oral argument. The high court would set, and people are asking this, if the court wasn't taking it so seriously, why would they set aside 6 hours for oral argument? Let me take it a step further. We're also filing separate briefs on each of the issues at the Supreme Court of the United States. So the reality is, this issue of Obamacare, its abortion mandates, its individual mandates, its government takeover of health care is a huge issue for the Supreme Court. But here's the question I'm asking you. Is it a huge issue for you in the Republican primaries and for the presidential election? How do you feel about that? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And Jordan, we also need a report about the Fourth Circuit decision on the Virginia ballot initiative. Fourth Circuit letting district court rule stand that the other candidates did not meet the qualifications and the law was clear.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this was thrown out by the Fourth Circuit. And though a lot of the news reports that lead with Governor Perry, it was also Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum that were part of this. Neither Gingrich nor Santorum even tried to get on the ballot in Virginia. So Rick Perry tried to collect signatures, and his people didn't follow the rules, didn't follow the law, which had been in place since 98. No other candidates ever had a problem with that. Gingrich and Santorum, Dad, didn't even try, but they attached themselves to this lawsuit trying to get the whole thing thrown out. They wanted to be added to the ballot with not even doing anything, collecting zero signatures. Interesting to note, Newt Gingrich is a citizen of Virginia, and what does that tell you a little bit about where these candidates at least thought they would be when you needed to qualify for the ballot? Obviously, they didn't really take themselves seriously as presidential candidates because they didn't even try. And Virginia is a big Super Tuesday state, 49 electoral votes.
You're not kidding. By the way, you know what's interesting? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Democratic, not only a congresswoman, but also the head of the Democratic Congressional Committee, she said when Florida filed the first lawsuit, and that was the 11th Circuit case, she said that the case was, quote, grasping at straws without legal merit. Meanwhile, 6 hours of oral argument has been devoted to this case, and the American Center for Law and Justice is front and center. But, folks, here's where you come in. We've now heard from hundreds of thousands of you, but we want to get this up to 500,000 people on this brief to the Supreme Court of the United States. You go to your phones right now. Add your name to this brief. This is the second brief we're filing. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Can you imagine we get 500,000 signatures on a brief to the Supreme Court? 877-989-2255. Stand up now.
This is a very important time. With the Supreme Court poised to hear oral arguments on Obamacare in March, the clock is ticking. Time is running out to send the Supreme Court a message. Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is not only wrong for America, it is unconstitutional as well. More than 100,000 Americans already have signed on to a critical amicus brief filed by the American Center for Law and Justice at the Supreme Court on the Obamacare case. But round two is just around the corner. The ACLJ is just weeks away from filing a second amicus brief with the High Court, urging the justices to strike down the individual mandate, the provision that forces Americans to purchase health insurance. This is the time to add your name to that brief. You can make a difference. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell the Supreme Court it must reject Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you what I'm holding in front of me right now. You can hear me with the papers. This is our latest brief to the Supreme Court of the United States. It's the United States Department of Health and Human Services, petitioners versus the state of Florida. The issue in this case is the one that I'm actually very concerned about as a tax lawyer also, and that is this attempt by the government to get the case thrown out, not on the merits, but on a procedural issue. And the court's devoted oral argument time to it. Now, we have about 139,000 signatures online for this brief. My goal is, and we're going to have to file another brief after this, each document's being filed separately. My goal is to get this way up. I mean, I want to see this in the 250 to 500,000 range. Here's what I need all of our friends to do. We are going to be filing this brief on behalf of 120, it looks like about 119, 120 members of the United States Congress. What the country needs to say to the Supreme Court of the United States is we don't want this. Now, we don't get to vote a Supreme Court justice in, but we can file a brief. And by filing this brief, you become part of this committee that then is represented before the Supreme Court of the United States by us. So what I'm going to ask everybody to do right now, if you've signed on to the previous brief, I need you to call back in or go to aclj.org because this is the second brief that we're filing here. So that will be very helpful for you to go back in and call again so we can get your name on this committee. Folks, I think we could see, not I think, we will see a dramatic change if the American people speak out and address on this issue of the pro-abortion Obamacare, and that's what it is. If you're concerned about life, if you're concerned about freedom, if you're concerned about individual liberty, then I need your name on this brief. So I need all of you to go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Sign on to this committee to sign on to this brief. You can also sign up very easily, by the way, at aclj.org, where 139,000 have already done it. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. Now, let's talk some politics and all of this as well on how this issue plays out. And I do want to hear from you on this, folks. I want to know where you're standing with the candidates right now, how you think this Obamacare issue plays, what is the issue that concerns you most in the campaign, how are you focusing on this upcoming election, and now that we've got the Republican on another debate on Thursday, we'll give you analysis, of course, on Friday. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Should the social issues of abortion play into this upcoming election? 1-800-684-3110 for you to talk to us on air. Jordan, we're also getting time questions on that recess appointment issue, which is coming back up again with a brand new lawsuit.
That's right. Clarence is calling in from Texas on line three. Clarence, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Clarence.
Hello, Jay. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
And God bless you for your ministry
Thank
in
you.
The legal atmosphere arena.
Thank you.
I have a question because of reading the constitutional article on the recess appointment, it says that the president has authority to appoint for appointments that may occur during the
recess, right?
Recess of Congress,
right?
And I don't understand why it says what about that is that the recess appointment happens during the recess, not before and after.
Well, there has to be an actual recess. I mean, and they're not. They're in pro forma session, which was, by the way, put in place by the Democrats so that President Bush couldn't make these kind of, quote, recess appointments. And the fact of the matter is, it was their plan. This was the Democratic plan to stop recess appointments. And you know what happened? President Bush stopped making recess appointments. Now, it looks like a lawsuit has been filed by a business group. We're going to be filing briefs on behalf of that. We heard from a lot of you on that. We did a lot of television about it. I think it was an extra constitutional, unconstitutional move by the president with regard to these recess appointments. But having said that, this is why you fight back and you fight back aggressively in the court. You asked an excellent question, Clarence, and we did do that, and we're fighting back very aggressively. Thanks for calling.
Let's get back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. John calling from Texas on line 4. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not the type to call in, but I was...
Well, we're glad you have.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question about is Obamacare important. I think that it's very important that we totally overturn Obamacare, and it's pretty the lack of candidates' attention to that is pretty disappointing.
Well, I'll tell you this. I am concerned about it as well. And I'm concerned about it as well in that you're not having a lot of discussion about that in the Republican debate. I mean, there's been some. It's because, and I could play you soundbite after soundbite, the Republicans will repeal or work to repeal Obamacare. Now, the president can't just do that on his own. And Jordan can explain these state waivers in a moment. But what you've got to do then is you've got to have a majority in the House and Senate that will repeal the law as well. Now, there is a way for the President, Jordan, to do these state exemptions, which would gut the effectiveness of Obamacare.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, Mitt Romney was criticized initially for saying that he would repeal this immediately as president. And people said, well, how can you actually do that? And the truth is, you can gut it. You can gut so many of the provisions that it forces Congress to either scrap the whole law or mess up everybody's health insurance. So what would happen? Well, the president can go in and start granting waivers, like you said, Dad, gut certain funding provisions, which are at his discretion, and HHS, remember, they have a lot of authority. He can cut those out. Then the insurance companies would still have some of these regulations apply to them. This would be like if the Supreme Court said individual mandate's unconstitutional, but the rest of the law stands. It doesn't work then because the insurance company's rates would go through the roof because they can't stop people from getting on insurance with pre-existing conditions, but they can still change. They can raise everyone's rates. And so that becomes unworkable. Those would probably almost fall apart, which means the President of the United States, if they are bold, and Governor Romney said if he's present, he would take the oath of office and the next day, Dad, institute this, which would force Congress. They would have 1 year to either make fixes to it or let it crash. And you know that the only way to fix it if he did these proposals would be to raise taxes. Now,
right,
he would know. And so this is why that does work. If you are bold enough to throw Congress up against the wall and say, okay, I've gutted it, so you want to save it, you can either raise taxes, which they're not going to do, or you're going to scrap the whole law. And that's what they'd have to do because it would be economically a disaster for people and companies.
Let me play. I'm going to play a soundbite first from Governor Romney, then I'm going to play one from former Speaker Gingrich. Let's play number 10.
And say, Mr. President, if in fact you did look at what we did in Massachusetts, why didn't you give me a call and ask what worked and what didn't? And I would have told you, Mr. President, that what you're doing will not work.
All right, now listen to this is what former Speaker Gingrich said, number 12.
The fact is, every person up here understands Obamacare is a disaster.
Yeah.
It is a disaster procedurally. It was rammed through after they lost Teddy Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts. It was written badly. It was never reconciled. It can't be implemented. It is killing this economy. Hey, every person up here agrees with that.
Right.
So there you have it. I mean, this is not a situation where you're going to the Republicans are not all on the same page here. The question is, how does it play out in the election? But you know what the first challenge is, folks? I mean, we know it's an electoral issue. Israel's going to be, Iran's going to be. These are all going to be issues. But the fact of the matter is, right now, we've got a challenge, too, and that is we're before the Supreme Court of the United States. And I've got to file a brief. I'm staring at the draft of it that I'm going to be filing very soon. I need you on this brief. Again, if you've called in before, if you want to get rid of this pro-abortion, anti-business, anti-economic growth Obamacare, then have your voice heard, not just for you, but for your family and for your children and your grandchildren. You go to your phone right now. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But get your name on this brief right now.
Let's get right back to the phones. Jesse calling from Texas online, too. Jesse, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, hi, Jay. You know, I've been wanting to try to get on this air, and I finally got on. But I just want to say to him, you know, it's not been listening to you. Y'all just hate that man because he's black.
Oh, come on. That's absolute nonsense. I don't like the policy on Obamacare, so now you're equating that with a racial statement. Thank you very much for calling. That's ridiculous. You obviously haven't listened to this broadcast much, because when the president's done something right, we've said it. When he went after Osama bin Laden and took the risk and took the shot, we said it was the right move. So this is not anything. This isn't a race question. This is a legal question. Can the government mandate you to acquire something you don't want to acquire? And should the government be take over 21% of the industry? That's really the question here.
Yeah, and let me just say this real quickly for Jesse and others listening. Anyone who proposed a law like this that supports the abortion industry, who's giving an extra $100 million a year to kill babies, basically, and is proud of that. President Obama makes no bones about his support for abortion, and the fact that he, you know, will do everything he can to help Planned Parenthood out because their political action committee helps him. So, folks, I don't think it has anything to do with race. We weren't real happy about when Bill Clinton made these moves on partial birth abortion.
Right.
When he took the support. I think this is grasping at straws. If people don't want to hear facts because they like this president, they don't want to hear anything bad about him, you can't turn around and say that has something to do with race. He has a record, a long one now, of what he wants to do and doesn't want to do. I mean, you look at what he did with Keystone today. He's now formally, you know, shut that down. I think the record is clear. It's a pro-abortion president. People don't like hearing the facts.
All right, folks, you go to your phones and let's get rid of this, and that means getting to the Supreme Court where your voice can be heard. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org. Become part of history. Get on this brief, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. This is a very important time. With the Supreme Court poised to hear oral arguments on Obamacare in March, the clock is ticking. Time is running out to send the Supreme Court a message. Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is not only wrong for America, it is unconstitutional as well. More than 100,000 Americans already have signed on to a critical amicus brief filed by the American Center for Law and Justice at the Supreme Court on the Obamacare case. But round two is just around the corner. The ACLJ is just weeks away from filing a second amicus brief with the High Court, urging the justices to strike down the individual mandate, the provision that forces Americans to purchase health insurance. This is the time to add your name to that brief. You can make a difference. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell the Supreme Court it must reject Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls. We've got a lot of calls that have come in, so we're going to go right back to them. Let me give you the latest South Carolina polling. Right now, it is showing, according to the Real Clear Politics average, this is for South Carolina, Romney at 32.3, Gingrich at 22, Ron Paul at 14.3, Santorum at 14.3, Perry at 5.5. It had Huntsman in there at 5.0, of course. Huntsman has now dropped out of the race. Rasmussen's most recent has it at 35, Romney, 21, Gingrich, 16, Paul, 16, Santorum, and 5 for Perry. Interesting fight there between, Jordan, between, you would think it would be between Gingrich and Santorum, but Ron Paul is kind of right in the middle of that, too.
Well, here's the big question. Ron Paul has beat Gingrich in every single one of these. Santorum, of course, did well in Iowa, but in New Hampshire, Ron Paul again beat them, and Ron Paul beat Newt Gingrich in Iowa and, you know, came in third place there. And so it's interesting, Dad, because Newt Gingrich has come out yesterday and said, you know, Santorum Rick Perry should drop out. I think Rick Perry, you can argue, okay, he's not doing well in the polls. But for Newt Gingrich, who has not done much better than Rick Perry in Iowa and in New Hampshire, where he again had his campaign for the second time fall apart, call on Rick Santorum, who's the only other candidate other than Ron Paul who has placed in a real tight matchup at all. I mean, he's the only one, actually. Ron Paul's never been close to Mitt Romney in any of these. Santorum's the only one proven that he could even trot, make the effort. Gingrich at this point, yeah, he's up in the polls a few ticks, but he was leading every poll a few weeks ago, and he's calling on people to drop out. And, Dad, there's some interesting stuff because Gingrich, you know, is a paid speaker, and he did all these events for private equity companies, the ones he's saying Mitt Romney's are so morally questionable and evil. And now these guys are all coming out, these CEOs, saying, you know, Newt Gingrich came to us. I'll send you the check. I'll send you a copy of the check that we wrote him to give you for $40,000 to speak to us, and praised our industry as of 2 years ago. Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich both praised Mitt Romney in 2008. Rick Santorum actually endorsed him in 2008.
Right.
So the attacks are bizarre. And if you're Rick Santorum today, you're not going to play for first place if you can't go after Gingrich. But so far, Dad, I haven't seen him do that. He's still using his ads against Romney, and I think that's a waste for Rick Santorum right now.
Well, here's the thing. If you look at the polling data, Santorum and Gingrich, and then, of course, like I said, Ron Paul's right in the middle of this mix. But you would think that if they're fighting for the, you know, and Ron Paul representing a more libertarian group, and you know, I've got problems, as people know, with the foreign policy issues. Some of his domestic policies are fine. But Santorum, you would think politically, I'm just giving you a political analysis here, just like Jordan said, you'd think Santorum would be aiming at Gingrich and Gingrich at Santorum. Instead, he's telling Santorum and Perry, get out of the race. And if you're Rick Santorum, I wouldn't be taking that too well. So it'll be very interesting to watch the media spin on that one today. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Again, let me encourage you, I am reviewing right now the draft of our Supreme Court brief that we'll be filing on the next phase of Obamacare. I want thousands and thousands of you to get on involved. You just go to aclj.org. Folks, let's make history here. If you signed on to the previous brief, thank you. That one's been filed. This is another one. We've got to crank it back up again. The court is taking this very seriously, obviously. We've got three briefs we're having to file. You call us right now. Add your name to this brief. I want the phones to shut down. We've got so many people calling in on this. 1-877-989-2255. I think we could have a huge, huge stand here. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org is the number, the email address you could, our email that, excuse me, our website that you could go to, or just call us at 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right back to the phone.
Yep, let's get back to him. Let's go to Melba calling from Virginia Online 4. Melba, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Melba.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, great. How can I help you?
Yes, my question is to you guys is that what is it particular that you reject about Obamacare?
That's a very good question. I mean, that's a very fair question. There's three things I do not like in particular. Number one, I don't like the idea of the federal government taking over, basically, 21% of the United States economy. That's number one. Number two, there's abortion mandates in here. Remember all the attempts to get the abortion mandates out? They failed. So there's you've got Planned Parenthood-type clinics could be set up in every school in the country, funded by our taxpayer dollars. Abortion's not out of this bill. So that's number two. Number three, and I think this is equally as significant, is this whole idea of a mandate. The government's making you do something, whether you want to do it or not, and ultimately it will be the end of private insurance, Jordan, as we know it.
Yeah, I mean, folks, listen, Obamacare is bad. It is failing. The long-term care provision, the Class Act, that has already fallen apart. This is before the Supreme Court case. Now, as you pointed out, the Hill's got this story about how they're starting to freak out a little bit, you know, the Obama administration, because when you actually put into reality, if it's not, you know, such a legally plausible argument that Obamacare could go down, why would the Supreme Court waste 5.5 hours, you know, almost 6 hours of its time, the longest in history, modern history, the longest oral argument in Supreme Court history, different topics, different briefs, if they weren't really considering the fact that this law is that controversial? That doesn't mean they'll definitely say it's unconstitutional, but it means you better take it seriously. They are. Now, folks, we have got to understand and remind ourselves, why is the law so bad? One is, of course, the individual mandate alone. You want federal government to have that kind of power? They don't actually have to raise your taxes, but they can force you to do anything you want or make you pay a penalty. They'll do it with your car. They will do it with food. They will do it with anything they want. Education. Think about how far reach this goes. Where you buy products. Where do you buy them online? And they don't have to actually raise taxes. They could just say, well, if you don't do this, it's fine. You can do that. But you got to pay this amount of penalty, because that's the only way economically these things work. And it's still a bailout for insurance companies, because this is not making insurance government run fully. This is again the government basically bailing out insurance companies, backing up insurance companies. They could still raise rates, but they got to go to HHS to get approval on that. That's part one. So if they do it with healthcare, they can do it forever they want. So even if you kind of like this idea, understand it will go further and further. It'll be unregulated federal power. They won't have to vote for a tax hike anymore. Democrats or Republicans shouldn't have that kind of power. Part two, the abortion provisions. If you look through this law, it is, a huge boost for Planned Parenthood. That's why they love it. That's why they're defending it. And again, they've gotten $100 more million from the Obama administration of your tax dollars. So over $450 million go to Planned Parenthood under the Obama administration, $100 million more than in the past each year.
Which, I mean, folks, we've been complaining about the $350 million. Now it's almost up to $500 million. We got a full bank of calls, unfortunately. We're out of time right now here. But, Jordan, what do you have got coming up on your program?
You know, if we could take some of the calls on my show.
We'll do it.
Than will be on. Yeah, so folks want to stay on the line.
Stay on the line, everybody.
We can talk about the campaign, so we'll talk about that. So, folks, if you're on the line, hang on the line for the Jordan Sekulow Show. We're going to be talking about the aftermath of the South Carolina debate, the first debate, Dad, and how that's going to affect things. Of course, we've got another debate tomorrow and the vote. We'll talk about that. And also with Than on just a legislative update. What's coming up? You know, Congress came back yesterday. There's Occupy Congress here in D.C. A lot of that going on while we're back in D.C. from South Carolina. So we'll talk about it all. I hope people will stay on the line. They can keep calling 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let me encourage that. Everybody that's on the line right now, stay on the line, and Jordan will be taking you for his call that's around the country as well at 1-800-684-3110. Lines are jammed now. In a few minutes, a couple of them will loosen up, so you keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. And let me encourage you to do this, folks, as we close out here with 30 seconds to go. I want you to call right now. Add your name. We've been talking about fighting at the Supreme Court of the United States. You know, that's what we do at the ACLJ, and this is where I need your help. I want you to fight with me. I need you on this brief. You go to your phones right now. Become part of history. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this brief, or ACLJ.org, or call us, 1-877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.